If you're new to the Impact Secret Podcast Show, welcome to the family. To my existing family, big up. As always, thank you for joining the movement. On this podcast show, we shift the mindset through inspiration, motivation, with a standing foundation of self-discipline. I am your respectful host, ED. For all you smart and intelligent folks out there, listen, that just simply means Ed. Now, you know the motto, the slogan, what we stand on here. Bet on yourself. You won't win unless you get in the game and play. Hey, one of our favorite quotes here by Bob Marley is stated this. You never know how strong you are until being strong is the only choice you have. Bob Marley. Another thing that we stand on here, if you're living means doing what you love to do, even if you have to fall to get back up, I'll do it again and again and again. As always, family, I like to challenge you, but today I'm going to switch it up a little bit. I got two questions and one thought-provoking statement. Again, two questions and one thought-provoking statement. First question, will you break or decide to fight back? Will you break or decide to fight back? The second question is, can you stand the rain? Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Can you stand the rain? That was one of my favorite songs by Soul For Real, but it's so much power behind that. And the third piece of this is a really thought-provoking statement is learn and know your value. Learn and know your value. Today's episode is entitled Welcome to the Octagon When Life Tries to Break You Again. Welcome to the Octagon When Life Tries to Break You. Now, family, you know, normally what I do is I would normally start off with something that is kind of thought-provoking in a sense of I'm trying to get the background, you know, music going, but I will have someone in like that has inspired me, like a Steve Harvey, a T.D. Jakes, a Eric Thomas. Like, these are people, and I can go on and on. I have a list of people, you know, that I keep in my phone or just that really inspired me to really do this thing that I do, which is meaning this personal development, I'm working on like thinking of, it's not really just about personal development. It's really just like changing the mindset. And normally I would have one of those people that at the beginning of the show, and, you know, I would unpack it with my commentary and adding a little extra value there, but something happened, family. Now, you know, normally I don't date the show, but that's why I pose that question of, will you break or decide to fight back? See, on Friday, March 11th, I received an email from YouTube, and from a high level, you know, and I'll paraphrase here, and I could probably go in more details at a later time, but it said, hey, we would like to let you know that we've decided to demonetize your channel. Now, see, family, the thing about that was the fact that I've been fighting for 3 years to even get monetized, meaning there's rules and requirements, meaning you need to have 1,000 subscribers and 4,000 watch hours. And I finally got to that peak and I was excited. I was like, yes. And I applied for the YouTube partnership program to get monetized. And basically, family, all that means is that when people watch your videos, when people watch your videos, you can companies can put commercials in a sense on your videos, and you get paid for it when people watch it. And so I was super excited. This was a huge milestone for me. So when I got that news on March 11th, 2022, it woke me up. It woke me up because I was confused. I said, I wasn't doing anything wrong. It's sort of like when you look, like, I can never understand in personal development or things that are related around making you better that people can give you a thumbs down or leave any type of negative comment, because because you're trying to uplift people, not trying to take away anything from them. And that's why I was just like, this is crazy. And so when I was looking at that, I had to read the email multiple times because I was like, what did I do? What was wrong? And so I go to my, what they call the YouTube studio, and it gives you some more context. And in the context, it talked about that I was reusing other people's videos, but I wasn't putting a, I don't want to say a proper commentary, but the way that I was going about doing it was incorrect. And I'm thinking, okay, well, I took some of the videos that inspired me, and those videos were in place. And I had I worked with a designer that put the videos in place and put my logos and everything in, around the actual video. And it had the closed caption. And I was like, this is, and my titles were different. My descriptions were different. Like everything was not the same as the original content. So I was extremely confused. And that's why when I entitled this particular show today, Welcome to the Octagon, When Life Tries to Break You. I don't know if you know anything about MMA fighting, but MMA fighting, what separates them from other sports is the arena that they fight in. Meaning when you look at a boxing ring, it has, you know, is different from the actual octagon. See, the octagon, according to One Shot MMA, he said that the octagon is leveraged so that all of the fighters have a sort of a equal playing field, and also it protects the fighters, because you know in the boxing ring there's a potential chance that you can get knocked outside the ring, but within the MMA, with the octagon, is enclosed, so you won't be able to get knocked out the ring. And plus, is a, like, again, a equal playing field. So going back to what I was saying, I was confused on this email, and I was confused on all I was doing was taking those people that inspired me, and I wanted to bring it to the family and say, hey, you know, if you haven't heard, you know, Steve Harvey's motivational speech, like I am putting those people in front of me and just really just trying to build off of that particular content. And when you notice, when I seen that, I said, okay, what am I going to do? And so I shared the email with my wife, and I said, you know, look, I got demonetized. This is crazy to me. And she said, you know, I liked hearing you better anyway. I liked hearing what you had to say, your perspective on things. And I said, wow. So now I have to make a decision. And in life, family, this is what happens a lot of times. And, you know, either you can sit there, and you know, one of my favorite quotes by Vusi is, do you want the emotions or the progress? And so I decided to remix that. And I said, either you can sit in the pain or you can focus on the forward progress. You can't have both. So again, I mean, you can either sit in the pain or you can focus on the progress. You can't, excuse me, choose both. And so I said, you know what? I am not going to sit in this pain. I'm going to use this to really provide a guidance, to a perspective to the family about how are you going to fight back? What are you going to do? Can you stand the rank? Can you stand? Can you, you know, I don't want to say I was taking a shortcut. I was really just using the material because I was inspired by it. But if it's about really just making it original and making my content stand out, because you can go to a lot of these motivational channels, and a lot of these channels will have those type of people that I named. And so I was like, what am I doing different that you know, what was I doing that was wrong than what they were doing? And so I said, forget it. If this is what it is, this is what it is. So now I'm in my octagon, and in my octagon I've realized that now I had to make the decision to move forward, and I understand my value, and my value is the reason why I started this was when I told you, when I was going through the whole 30-day funnel with Russell Brunson, and he said, you need to produce some type of content, he said every day, but you know, hey, we got to take baby steps here, because if we were doing it every day, then I knew I wasn't going to complete it. So I had to build up that momentum. So now we're back, family, and being back, meaning that, hey, you have the opportunity right now to walk away and never listen to me again. I hope that you don't choose that. But what I'm saying is that what I learned through this whole process is that you have to make a decision. Do you want the battle or do you want the war? Sometimes my mom would always say, son, you have to choose and pick your battles. And see, I said, well, yeah, but you know, I don't understand why they picking on me, you know, and we have that tendency that we want to fall into that victim mold, and that victim mold would say, well, everybody else is doing it. Why you choose mine? Because honestly, family, I wasn't even getting a lot of views at first. And then all of a sudden my content just, I mean, when I say exploded, I mean, it literally exploded. And so I said, you know what? This is what we're going to do. We're going to take it back from scratch. And from scratch to me was when I first got on here, there was an app called Anchor. It's free. You know, if you're looking at starting a podcast, check that out. So I started with that. And then I was just doing it, you know, on my own, meaning I was coming up with the episode titles, and I still do that today, but I wasn't using anyone else's voice. It was my voice that was in the beginning, the middle, and the end. And so I enjoyed that, but I thought that adding, you know, some more context as far as like showing the receipts or telling you that this work, if you've seen a Steve Harvey, if you've seen an Eric Thomas, if you've seen a Tyler Perry, that you'll say, oh yeah, yeah. But I realized that, family, that it's time for me to step into my place. It's time for me to show you that this thing works, but you got to work it. You can't have the limited beliefs. You can't have a in between. You can't have a maybe. You can't be in a gray spot. Say I'm in a gray area. No, it's either black or white, meaning are you going to move forward or are you going to sit there and just pout about it? So I chose not to pout about it. I chose to take immediate, or as Tony would say, massive action. And taking massive action, what I understood was that this is my time. This is my show. And why would I call it the Impact Secret Podcast Show if I'm not going to put on a show for you that will not just enlighten you, but also add a little bit of entertainment to it? So family, there is going to be changes in the content. We are going to start really shifting the narrative to be more, and I'm going to allow, I guess, really take down the shield that I had up on my personal life and really just start letting you in more. Because what I understand is, family, there's somebody out here that's listening to this, that's thinking, you know, well, I want to start this or I want to do this. But you know, it's just a long journey. I wish I can tell you that it's not going to be. I wish I could tell you that you won't have to go through something. I wish I can tell you that you won't have to experience anything. I wish that I can tell you that it would be just as easy as anything else that you've learned. But I have to be honest with you, family. This is a journey. And in the journey, it's not about what you're doing. It's about who you're becoming. And see, when I was doing this, I was becoming a different person. I was improving on my communications. I was learning how to structure a conversation. Even though I write and type out all of these notes, I don't even use them. And see, I got that from Martin Luther King. I was reading a book and they talked about how Martin Luther King would put this sermon together. And then after he put the sermon, he wrote out the sermon, and he took the sermon after he was reading it and he sat it down and got up and preached. And the thing about it is that's what I started doing. And I was doing it before I had even read that book. And I didn't even notice that was what I was actually doing. So family, what I'm saying to you is when you want something, no, that's not right. When you need something in your life that you know that you can have an impact, sometimes you may have to start over from scratch. And a lot of times we're nervous to start over from scratch because the pain that it caused us to get to where we were going. See, family, you don't understand the pain that came along with uploading four videos every day. And now all of a sudden I'm starting to see the fruits of my labor, and just to wake up one morning and it just be snatched from me. I was like, what happened? I didn't understand. But now I understand, and see, now the fight, I get a chance to go back to scratch. And so we're back at scratch. I'm more motivated. I'm more excited than I've ever been. And I said, you know what? Now is my time. Now we're going to try to, now not try, we're going to make history. So if you've been rocking with me for a minute, you know how I get down. If you understand that the value, that's why I asked you that thought-provoking question, is learn and know your value. If you know that this thing here is something that it's not that you're interested in, but you're committed to, you're willing to do what is required, not what you think might needs to be done. You're willing to know that it's going to cost you something, an investment, and to be able to do that, you may have to take the long road. But in the long road, what you're going to discover on this journey, you're going to discover something about you. You're going to discover something about people around you. You're going to discover everything that maybe if you would have took a different road, a shorter path, a shorter cut, you wouldn't understand at this point. So family, I'm saying all this to say this: can you stand the rain? Can you stand the rain through the progress of wanting to move forward? Can you stand the rain through the emotional roller coaster? I heard Nipsey Hussle talk about that when he said, man, I went through the emotional roller coaster when I finally made a commitment to my craft and I wasn't interested. It wasn't something I was just playing around with. I took it serious, and all of a sudden there was a roller coaster that had me on. I mean, I was wondering, when is it going to happen? I'm putting out these mixtapes. I'm doing these shows, but it's not taking off the way that I see it should, or that it should take off. Well, I'm here to testify and say I definitely agree with you, Nipsey, because that's how I felt. But when it started to take off for me and then all of a sudden it crashed, I said, what did I do? So now no longer, I need to ask a better question of myself. And the better question is again, pointing back, will you break or will you decide to fight back? Well, I'm going to fight back, and my fight back is taking full complete control of creativity, meaning this is going to just be me. If you rocking with me, if you love me, come and join the movement, because I promise you, family, we're going to have some fun with this thing. If you know who I am, if you don't, I go by the name of ED. And all you smart and intelligent folks out there, that just simply means Ed. Stay tuned, and I'll hit you back. Peace.